4DJW, KO4HKX.
4DJW.
You still mobile?
Another quarter of a mile.
I'm not far from you then. I was going to ask what y'all find on the antenna.
Somebody had been there before. Because after flying the multirotor up and taking pictures of it, you could see where somebody tied it off. So I don't know. We haven't figured out exactly what happened yet. It looks like, though, it was either damaged by something that fell from above, or it was in their way and it was moved and it wasn't delicately handled, or something that we haven't even thought of yet. So something happened, but we weren't the first ones to go up there and address it. So that's a good thing. It was secure, but it wasn't real secure. So now it's real secure until we can go up there and take it down.
So y'all going to have to replace the antenna?
That's 30 years anyway, so it needs to come down and be, you know, reworked. And we've got a backup that's going to go in its place while that one's being rebuilt. So, yeah, it's just time to come down anyway.
Roger that. I was just curious what y'all found and if anything.
It became a lot more revealing once you can take a picture from right there at it. And then once Landon was able to get up there and take some pictures of it and re-secure it, then how whatever happened became apparent, but why it happened isn't readily apparent yet. But I guess we'll figure that out soon enough when Johnny talks to the engineer at YFF.
That. Well, at least it's not completely inoperable, and they did make an attempt at securing it anyway.
Painters. That's one theory, is that the painters may have moved it to paint, and they didn't put it back.
A possibility.
So you say you're near me? I'm almost at home now.
On 290 at the four-way stop next to the, the Little Dover? I can't remember the name of the little restaurant right here.
That's the big church on the hill.
Yep, roger that.
Awesome, we went by each other then because I just came through there. But I'm pulling in the driveway anyway. Take care of the rest of the way home. Good talking to you. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
Good to talk to you, Dave, and appreciate everything you do. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile monitoring.
Hey, Dave. Bye, Dave. And hey, Patrick, KB4CBA.
You out playing tennis or are you going to get food?
That would be a negative on both of those. Can you believe it? Yeah, I'm banished from the court until tomorrow because of my, I had a little thing removed from my neck, and they had to go in again and take some more out and stitch it up and super glue it. So he told me no tennis until Monday, and so anyway, and kids, we're about to eat with them, and we're going home in separate cars together.
You're literally being held together by super glue now, right?
See, if that glue lets go, my whole head might fall off.
It won't do that. It just wobble around a little bit.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's, he said the bandage will stay on, and I can just keep, you know, get it wet, you know, and all that. So, and he wants it to stay on a week, so I'll take it off this coming Friday.
Hopefully it comes off and everything goes smooth, but I've super glued quite a few cuts back together on my hands and things, and so it typically wears off on its own.
You know, I had a nurse that I was friends with, been friends with her, and her husband's one of my best friends, and we played a lot of tennis, and She's been telling me that they use super glue for a long time. I just didn't believe her. I'm just a little anxious about the pathology report. It'll be back sometime this week, and once I get that back, if it's good, then I'm good.
Everything comes back, then you're clear and no problems there. That's for sure.
What we're praying for, I mean, you know, they said that it was melanoma, but it was the best kind of melanoma, if there is such a thing. So they didn't seem to be too concerned about it.
Just have to look for the blessings where you can find them. And it being the best of the bad, I guess, is a good thing.
Now, I can see God's hand in this, because I went to the dermatologist for this rash that I had. I call it a rash. It was on my nose, my forehead, up into my hair, and on my scalp. And she said, "Oh, well, that's so and so." She told me, and I said, "All these years, and you're telling me, you know, something different." And then she said, "But I'm more interested in this place on your neck over here." And I said, "What place?" So she took a biopsy, and that's when they found it. So I went in for something else, and I just see God's hand in that. So he wanted her to find it. So she did.
I'm glad that they found it and got it removed, and hopefully everything comes back good. That's for sure.
Taking advantage of any of the HF, man, I tell you, the bands are really seemed to been open this. I know yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, and seems like Thursday as well. I've been making a lot of contacts, especially digital, on FT4 and FT8 on 12. I stayed on 12 meters for a long time.
I haven't even turned my HF rig on, other than to call the net last night, and that was it. I've just had other things going on, and I don't know, the DX and things just not my thing. I hadn't really caught that bug.
What net do you call on HF?
On HF, I call it on this repeater. I usually call the net on Sunday night tonight, but Mike and I switched. I done last night, he's going to do tonight.
I remember somebody the other day asking if you could call the net for him or for somebody else. I can't remember what day it was. But anyway, so usually call, is that the 6-1 net on, usually call it on Sunday night?
That's my new position, is the Sunday night net controller.
Right, well, I know you'll do them proud, and I rarely check into that net, because as I tell somebody else on here a few days ago, my wife and I, that's some time that we spend together, and I rarely get to check in unless I'm mobile.
I understand that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you've always got the pre-net check-in on the web page. You can go by and check in there. It just helps with the statistics and the repeater use.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about that. I do hear, you know, people, I don't know how the computer does is, I mean, when it decides to broadcast it, but I hear people that have done that, and it announces that they've, you know, they've done a pre-check-in for the net.
Time it does it right when you log in, or you go in and put your information in, and as long as the repeater hadn't been used, and I think it's a minute, might be less, I don't know the exact time, you can set it to tell, announce over the air so that you know you got logged in.
If Dave was still on here, I bet he could tell us. Oh, me. Well, I think I'm through the noisy section of Wade Hampton. I'm coming up to the traffic light here on East Lee Road.
You're sounding good. I don't know if it's me. I put a different antenna mount on the Excursion. I took the I had a magnet mount up there, and I put a lip mount on the hood down on the corner, and I don't know, it's just not receiving as well as what the magnet mount was, believe it or not.
Yeah, I can believe that. But your mag mount was up higher too, and man, it had that the top of your vehicle to use as a ground plane, so you know, that probably didn't hurt anything either.
Great, check. That's what I'm thinking. That huge ground plane on top of this Excursion had a lot to do with that, would be my guess.
CBA. Well, I'm getting a new antenna for this one, and it'll be here tomorrow. We'll see about that. But anyway, and so I'm anxious to see how it's going to do.
Hopefully it does good for you. If I understood you right, I've got my antenna mounted in the same place you do on yours, and that's where I'm having the issue now instead of using the mag mount on top. So I don't know. I may go back to it.
Get you a 2-meter analyzer.
I bought another rig expert that does 2-meter all the way through 440 and HF, all the bands.
For you, so you can you can move that antenna around. You might be surprised how it does in a different spot there. Just experiment with it.
Well, right now where it's at, when I put it in, it's got a 1.5 SWR, so we'll run it here and see a little bit, because like Dave's saying, that antenna may be what's causing, I don't know which one's messed up, but up toward the house, the signal hadn't been as strong, but down here today, the antenna's been great, because I'm just now going up 25. I've been down here most of this afternoon.
Sounding good into the repeater, and I mean, I can tell you're mobile, but no problem at all. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway here, so I'm gonna go ahead and sign with you, because I have to lower this one to get in the garage. So, I tell you, it's a beautiful day, and we're good. Good rest of the day and this evening, and we'll talk to you later. Tomorrow's another day. I'll say 73s, and I'll clear out of here after your final KB4CPA.
Well, that's perfect timing, Dave. I'm getting ready to cross the state line, so I'd had to clear out anyway. But good to talk to you this afternoon, and hopefully everything goes good with your pathology report, and we'll definitely throw a prayer up for you, and good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
KB4CPA, clear.